Gabriela
has joined. Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Today we are studying the sixth aliyah of Parashat Tzav. It begins at chapter 8, verse 22, and completes at verse 29. Again, we have eight verses. And the number 8 connects to the Mohin, or the levels above the physical world. We'll start with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kud Shabarechu Ishkin Te Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Le'achta L'Shem Yud He Bavathe Yichuda Shelim B'Shem Ko Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah.
Has joined.
Vayehino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kununei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kununeihu. Pasuk 22 of chapter 8. Vayik. ויחרב את העיר השני אל המילואים וישמחו אחרון ובניו את ידיהם על ראש העליל וישחט ויקח משה מדמו ויתן על תנוך Ozen Acharon, Haimanit, Weal Bohen, Yado Haimanit, Weal Bohen, Raglo Haimanit, Wayachrevet Bene Acharon, Wayiten Moshe Min Hadam, Al Tanuk Aznam. Hi, manit, we all bohen, yadam, hi, manit, we all bohen, raglam, hi, manit, vaisrok, moshe, et hadam, al hamizbeach saviv. Vaikach et hachelev, we et ha'aliyah. Et koha helev asher al haterev et iteret akaved et shetei achlayot echel behen et shok hayamin umisal hamatzot Asher lifnei Adonai Yohewahe Adanuyo Yohaheda Wanuheyo Lakahalat Mata Akat Wichalat Lechem Shemen Achat. Verakik Vechad Vayasem Al Hachalavim Yal Shokhayamin. Vayiten Ed Hakol Al Kape Acharon Vial Kape Vana Vayane Otam Tenufa Lifne Adonai Yo he wahe adanu yo yo ahida wanu he yo waikach Moshe otam me al hakapehem waikter hamisbecha al haola miluim em lerea bichoach Ishehu ladonai, yo he wahe adanu yo, yo aheda wanu he yo, waikach Moshe et hechaze, wanifehu tenufa lifne adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo. Yo aheda wanu heyo, ma me'el hamiluvim, le Moshe haya, le mana ka asher tziwa Adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo, yo aheda wanu heyo. Et Moshe. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading. Chapter 8, verse 22 in the English translation. And he brought near the second ram, the ram of the investitures. And Aaron and his sons leaned their hands upon the ram's head. And he slaughtered, and Moses took some of its blood, and placed it on the cartilage of Aaron's right ear, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. And he brought Aaron's sons forward, and Moses placed some of the blood on the cartilage of their right ears, on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the big toes of their right feet. And Moses dashed the blood on the altar around. And he took the fat,
has joined,
all the fat which was on the innards, the diaphragm of the liver, the two kidneys together with their fat, and the right thigh. And out of the basket of unleavened bread that was before Hashem, he took one loaf of unleavened bread and one loaf of oily bread and one wafer, and he placed them on top of the fat in the right thigh. Please hold on a second. Sorry for the interruption. We had just finished reading verse number 26, so we will begin with 27. And then he placed it all on Aaron's palms and on his son's palms, and he waved them as a waving before Hashem. And Moses took them from their hands, and he made them smoke on the altar along with the burnt offering. They were investiture offerings as a pleasing fragrance, a fire offering to the Hashem. And Moses took the breast and waved it as a waving before Hashem. It belonged to Moses as a portion from the ram of the investitures, as Hashem had commanded Moses. That's the end of the reading. Does anybody have any questions? We will now continue our study of the Bi'ur Esser Sefirot with the chapter 3 or section 3. Oin Yosef HaShoel V'Shoel Beze HaKarach HaKarikriach Ki Yeshayim Sefirot Ki Ritzoni Lomer Ki Ein Shem Rach Ayin so, ein so, laovad. And if one goes on to ask, why should I be compelled to think that the Sefirot are there? As I would prefer to say that there's nothing there except the Infinite One alone. This question is a little hard to understand until you think about it. One of the criticisms of the Kabbalah about the teaching of the Ten Sefirot is it seems that the Kabbalah is teaching there are 10 different gods. Chas v'shalom, that's not the teaching. But it can be confusing to people to think that this each Sefirah is on its own. There is only one God. That is the teaching of the Kabbalah. It's the teaching of Judaism. There is only one God. So how do I explain the concept of the Ten Sefirot? If they are nothing, then there is one God. If they are something, how do I relate them to the one God? And that's really the question that's being asked. Teshuva Ein Sofi Shelimot Beli Hasiron Ve'et Shesh Lo koach b'li gevul, v'ein lo koach v'gibu yata mechasar shelimot. Answer. The Infinite One is perfect without any deficiency. And if you say that God forces limited but not a limited limitless force, then you are subtracting from Hashem's perfection. My computer jumped a paragraph or a section. No. This is the answer to the question that I was asking. How do you relate the Ten Sefirot to Hashem? And the answer is, if you put the Sefirot on the same level as Hashem, you're diminishing Hashem. And if you diminish Hashem, you diminish his perfection. And if you diminish his perfection, then there's a possibility that he's not perfect, that he might not know everything, all these other attributes and concepts that are totally false. We are in the section 3, the third paragraph. Ve'et shahagavo hanamitza mimenu techila haya ha'olam hazeh shehu chiser machashalomoto hasarod haka hakoach shehu mimenu ulfe she'en ha'lech hasfir Shelimoto Yeshlanu Lomer Behako Rach Sheyesh Loko Ach Begul Mi Beli Gevol Behana Matza Mi Menu Tehila Chem Hasefirot Shehem Koach Hashelim Lekoach Vecheser Keshechem Machvilim Mahashofa Hava Mecha Shalomoto Hem Koach Shalom Shalem Uvahemana Hasafa. Asefea Mehem Yeshbahem Koachasir Lekacha. Yeshbahem Koach Levao Hashalima. Uvahasaron. Vehashalimot Vehasurot Surseron Haim Hadavarim Hamvedilim Bain Devar Ledavar Viat Kihu Belevad Kewan Bavarea Olamo Mevale The Sefi wrote, Yesh lehashiv al zeki akavona mora al hasiron hamakewan v'et shelei devan devaroto Yesh lehashiv im ken hayata Avareya b'makora we'kol devar hava b'makra ein lo sedor v'yano ro'im ki hanavareim yesh lechem sedor sedor hashamesh Beyom v'hayrach, v'hakochavim b'li laila, v'yal sedor heim takimim, v'yal sedor heim tavatalim, v'yal sedor heim tachadashim, v'hasadar hazeh, Shehem itchai ma'im u'matavei tilim vohu hanakara sefirot shehem koach leko mitzvo anagidar begidar mesir sefer ulfe shehaya Mitzvot Mitziot. Anevarim, b'emsaot ha-sefirot, hem mishtanim b'maze, v'yesh b'hem rom v'shafel v'inoni, v'ya'afi shekulam me'akar echad, V'hakal mea ein sof, she'ein chotz, mimeinu. And if you say that the limit is found at the moment of creation of this world, this is a subtraction from Hashem. And because there's not a deficiency in Hashem's perfection, we have to say necessarily that Hashem has a limitless, limited force. And found in this is the beginning of the Sefirot, which are a perfect force and a deficient force. When they receive from the divine flow that is coming from Hashem's perfection, then they are a perfect force. But when the flow is prevented from reaching them, they are a deficient force. Thus, there is within them a force that works towards both perfection and deficiency. And the perfection and the deficiency, these are the things that separate between one thing and another. And if you say that Hashem is alone and that the creation of God, Hashem's world, there were not the Sefirot, there is a reply to this, that the intention of the teaching that the Sefirot, are deliberately omitted. And if you say that there's no direction to Hashem's creation, there's a reply as well, that if this were so, why would creation be in the Torah? No one would come from the Torah. No word that comes from the Torah has an order. But we can see that everything that was created has an order, such as the sun during the day and the moon and stars at night. And about the order of these being established, and about the order of these being destroyed, and about the order of these being renewed. And this is what is called the Sefirot, because they are a force for all which exists and can be described in terms of numbers. And therefore, the reality of all creation is a projection of the Sefirot. They change from one thing to another, and in them are high points, low points, and middle points. But despite this, all of them are of one essence, and all are from the Infinite One. There is nothing outside of Hashem. Ein od milvado. There is nothing but Hashem. This paragraph needs to be contemplated, because what is the idea that there is something outside of Hashem? Then we have to arrive at the understanding that the Sefirot, which comes from the Shoresh of number, and as the paragraph was saying, they're all related to numbers. They're all related to counting. They're all related to the essence of numbers. But they are limited, and at the same time, they are infinite. What are Sefirot? They're not gods on their own. What are Sefirot? They are the consciousness of Hashem describing the flow of creation, describing creation manifesting. And as I said, this paragraph needs to be contemplated, because what are Sephirot? That's the end of our class this morning. Does anybody have any questions? In 30 minutes at 8 o'clock West Coast time, we will begin our connection to the 13th day. Shalom Gadol to everyone. There is the 7th Aliyah and Shir HaShirim upcoming at 11 a.m. West Coast time. Shalom Gadol to everyone. Have a beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. Have a beautiful holiday of Pesach. Pesach Sameach. Have a orderly Seder. Another Seder. Your concepts. We will not have classes on Saturday night. We will not have classes Sunday. We will not have classes Monday. But beginning Monday night, we will continue our classes. Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Shalom, thank you.
Thank you. Shalom, thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.